South Sudan Health Ministry's Dr. Victoria Achut says hepatitis B is more widely spread among South Sudanese communities than hepatitis A or hepatitis C. Dr. Achut says studies carried out by the health ministry indicate 11% of the South Sudanese population has hepatitis B, or about 1 million people. She says her ministry has developed a strategy to combat the spread of the virus.
One of the plans is to conduct more surveys to have a better understanding and estimate to look into more data, because in the past a dedicated program for hepatitis in the Ministry of Health was not there, but we have taken it up when many cases were reported in the community.
Dr. Achut says a majority of the hepatitis B cases were reported from private health facilities rather than government-run health centers. She says that's because there is more access to diagnosis and treatment in private health facilities compared to government-run hospitals.
There is no dedicated treatment for it yet in the public hospitals, and that is what we are trying to do. We have in our strategic plan proposed to do 3 referral centers in the 3 big regional capitals, Juba, Wau, and Malakal, plus 10 centers in the states and other primary health care centers in the states, from screening sites for hepatitis where people can come and access viral load services.
Dr. Achut says all South Sudanese should get tested for hepatitis B and undergo the treatment if they test positive. Dr. Moses Mutebi, a medical officer in charge of HIV and AIDS and hepatitis treatment at the World Health Organization in South Sudan, calls the number of people suffering from hepatitis B in South Sudan worrying. He says in a country like South Sudan, where quality health services are scarce, many people could die from the disease due to complications.
About 1 million people may be potentially infected, then it means that those complications, a good percentage of those can eventually turn out to have liver disease, a liver cancer or liver cirrhosis in chronic forms. And therefore, these usually can lead into death.
Matiok Anthony, a clinician turned activist who has worked at the Juba Teaching Hospital and South Sudan's blood bank, says he worries many more people are going to contract hepatitis B in South Sudan.
So this is a great concern to us as friends of humanity, and we see into it that leaving this great number of over a million South Sudanese with hepatitis without an intervention means it is going to be a disaster for our country. Because of mode of transmission, these millions are going to disseminate, going to transmit the virus to the others, and it means the disease will be continuing to people. So it means the number is going to double and many people are going to be sick.
Anthony says when he worked at the blood bank, many blood donors tested positive for hepatitis B, but their blood was disqualified. This year's World Hepatitis Day is focusing on prevention of mother-to-child transmission of the virus. Dr. Mutebi says the sub-Saharan region is the most affected area on the continent, with most cases being mother-to-child transmission.
85% of our hepatitis is a hepatitis B. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
85% of the hepatitis burden within Africa is hepatitis B. And most of the vulnerable infection is within first month of life. Yeah. It's prevented by a back dose vaccination, yeah, which is within the first 24 hours. If you have this back dose included within our programs within Africa, then we shall be able to combat this disease for the future generation.
WHO hopes to reach 90% of the population in sub-Saharan Africa and conduct backdoor vaccination campaigns in order to reduce new infections and prevent deaths of 1.5 million people by 2035. For VOA News, I am Lasuba Memo in Juba.